Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. The heirs of an 83-year-old Connecticut woman are suing ChatGPT maker OpenAI and its business partner Microsoft for wrongful death. They allege that the artificial intelligence chatbot intensified her son's paranoid delusions and helped direct them at his mother before he died by suicide. Joining me now to talk about this case is Julie Smith. She's an instructor at Webster University in media. She's also a public speaker and an author. Julie, thanks for being with me this morning.
Oh, you bet.
This is just one in a string of stories that I feel like we have heard where people are using AI chatbots for all kinds of things, including mental health counseling, for companions. What do you make of this story?
This story is really interesting for a couple of reasons. It's because there have been lawsuits about suicides from ChatGPT use, chatbot use. But this is the first one that includes a homicide. And what the lawsuit actually says is that ChatGPT is a defective product that validated the user's paranoid delusions. And I think the key word there is validated, because what we tend to forget about these chatbots is that they are programmed to agree with us. They are programmed to never, ever push back on anything we say, even if we say something outlandish. And so the latest research says 25% of young adults have asked a chatbot for mental health advice. And I think we have to help people understand why these chatbots exist, how they exist, and how to keep from falling into that paranoid AI psychosis thing. Because I guess the chatbot was telling this man that he wasn't mentally ill. It affirmed all of his weird conspiracy theories and even told him he was chosen for a divine purpose. It just makes you wonder how safe these are, especially for people who might not be emotionally stable to begin with.
A lot of people would say, though, they would give the argument that this person already had these tendencies. So why is it the fault of a technology if someone can't distinguish reality?
I think that's a really valid question. And I think it's also fishy that OpenAI has declined to provide the plaintiffs with the chat history. And so it makes me think that maybe they're trying to hide something. But you're right. Thousands of people use chatbots every day and don't kill their mother and then commit suicide. But for some, I think it's really dangerous.
I think one of the things that causes people to be concerned is the speed with which this technology, artificial intelligence, this generative AI, how quickly it has come into common use and just been embraced. It's been just 2 or 3 years.
It's exploded, really. And it's moving, the technology is moving faster than legislation can keep up with it. And it's certainly moving faster than our education level can keep up with it. So I think it's right for us to be a little wary because so much of this is unknown territory.
Now, for you, obviously, you know, you've studied media, you know the history, you know when we've had technological advances that have changed the face of how we interact in the digital world. Have you seen anything like this in the past?
Well, yeah, actually, in the Telecommunications Act of 1996, there's a little section of it called Section 230. And what that does, it absolved the social media platforms from being legally responsible for anything posted on them by a third party, because the government included that section. They wanted these platforms to be the digital town square where we got on and all had conversations. What they didn't realize is that absolution enabled all of these platforms to have incorrect health information, incorrect political information, loads of fake accounts, loads of bot accounts. And I think that the law was well intended, but no one thought 20 years into the future about how it could be used to manipulate people with false information. And so it kind of reminds me of that, Megan, where this has sprung up so quickly that I'm not sure that we really know how to deal with it yet. And I think 10 years from now, we might still be asking the same question.
Obviously, you work in a research institution as well. It would seem that for a lot of this, there just has not been time to really study it before it was rolled out.
Not at all. I think everyone kind of has whiplash about it because it has come up so quickly. And in the education world, I mean, obviously we're talking about it all the time because it has changed what we do significantly.
Do you think people really understand how it works? When you send in a prompt, what that machine learning is actually doing?
Yeah, I'm not sure many people realize that or understand the difference between a large language model like ChatGPT or generative AI that generates things from scratch. So again, you know, Megan, I'm always talking about digital literacy education. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, besides teaching people about how the internet works or how television works, et cetera, we need to start talking about how AI works and where we fit in the system and how AI responds to us. And why? I mean, the whole point of those large language model chatbots is to make sure that we don't sign off. And it's, you know, you hear about stories, you know, that there's an epidemic of loneliness in this country. And if you can make friends with this little entity online that claims to be your friend and tells you everything you want to hear, I think that's pretty appealing.
How widespread are these chatbots? It's not just ChatGPT.
No, and ChatGPT, I think, is the one that people primarily think of. But a lot of the suicide lawsuits are actually based from a website called character.ai, and they have stopped their chatbotting, for lack of a better term, because of the lawsuits. They recognize that for a lot of teenagers, it was causing problems.
Have any of these other platforms put any other kind of guardrails in on their systems after problems were flagged?
I'm not sure any of the platforms even have guardrails in for false information. Like, I think they're still trying to deal with that. I'm not even sure they've dealt with AI yet.
So down the road, do you see this changing at all, how these companies do this? Because right now what I'm seeing is this race to develop AI and even kind of a national theme of, you know, the United States being at the forefront of it.
Yeah, until there's a financial reason for them to pull back, I don't think they will. You know, it always comes back to the money, doesn't it?
As you watch these lawsuits, and I'm sure you've seen, for example, like the social media lawsuits that we've had that are in some ways somewhat similar to these kind of lawsuits for the AI chatbots, what's the likelihood of them affecting much meaningful change against these tech giants?
I don't think it's very likely at all, unless the platforms start losing money.
All right.
I know, that's so cynical, isn't it?
But that's what you've seen then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Julie Smith, Webster University instructor, author, public speaker, thank you so much for your insight.
Oh, you bet.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.